The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
It's not every day that you get to chat to a tennis legend. When I was growing up in Melbourne, Australia in the 90s, I remember watching Martina Hingis win multiple Grand Slams at the Australian Open. And I was like, that's a pretty cool name. And I remember the commentator saying, well, she was named after Martina Navratilova. Little but known to me did I know that Martina Navratilova was actually family. So obviously I'd been following Martina Navratilova since, and I saw her journey for equality and equal rights. So when she got married to her longtime love, I just had to have her on the show. So we're throwing back to our conversation with Martina Navratilova, where she talks about proposing to a longtime partner and also getting married. Unfortunately, we didn't talk about balls, tennis balls that is, but we did talk a lot about love, her career, and where she was at the time. So here she is, tennis legend Martina Navratilova.
Hey, Jin, I feel like I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Relax, you're not the out 100 or anything.
Well, I am playing the field with sports and sex in America.
Well, let's take a trip away from Sesame Street and chat to a true legend of our time. She's won 59 Grand Slam events in her career, which includes 18 women's singles titles and 40 as a doubles player. Martina Navratilova, welcome to Rise Up.
No, thank you for having me. What time is it there? Like 10 in the morning or something?
It's very early in the morning. Firstly, Martina, congratulations. You did a Beyonce in New York. You liked it, so you put a ring on it. How does it feel to be officially off the market?
Well, I've been off the market for a while, just not officially, but now this is official. So, and I got a few tweets saying, oh no, I'm too late. I'm like, yeah.
Given your background in civil rights and how you've been talking about marriage equality for quite some time, it must have been quite an emotional moment for you because, you know, tennis is something that you've loved and you've been renowned for, and actually proposing to your now fiancé on a tennis court would have been a very sentimental place for you.
Well, it just seemed, when it occurred to me, you know, because I've been trying to figure out how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. And just when I was going to the Open, I'm like, I could do it on, you know, I could do it on the stadium. I mean, I was talking to somebody actually once I got there, and I thought, this makes sense, you know. It was just so many things have happened to me on that court in that city over the years, and it just made perfect sense on so many levels. And if for no other reason than also gay marriage is legal in the state of New York. I think it's legal in about 18 or 19 states now in America, but there's still about 30 left where it's not, Florida being one of them. So even though it's legal in New York, I cannot get married. We cannot get married in Florida because it's not legal here. They need to act on it because we're the only civil rights movement that has been asked to do it state by state and by majority vote, which normally civil rights are not up for a vote. It's just, you know, what is the right thing? What is the wrong thing to do? But that's been the case for us in the gay community. And little by little, we're winning that fight, but it's taken a bit longer than I thought it would. In the year 2000, when I was at a gay march in Washington, I said, in 10 years, gay marriage will be legal. I was off by about 5 years, but still, it's, I guess it's sooner than many thought, but later than maybe too late for some.
Have you both started planning this out? I mean, you know, have you planned out where you're going to get married when it passes in Florida,
again,
where your honeymoon's going to be?
Can't plan where it's going to be because, again, it's up in the air when it will become legal here in Florida. Would like to do it here, but we might need to do it somewhere else if we really want to do it sooner rather than later, because this could take a while. I think it'll be decided. This issue will be decided by next year, but I don't know if I want to wait another year. So we'll play it by ear, see how it plays out.
Well, we wish you both, hopefully, that Florida does, you know,
Thank
not
you.
Be an old people state and they all vote in pro-gay marriage. I have to say, this is a real honor for me speaking to you on a personal level. I grew up in a big tennis family. My mother played tennis, my grandfather, all of my cousins, we all played tennis. You know, you have done so well on the circuit, 58 Grand Slam titles in your career. And now you're doing so much work, even still within the tennis community, and WTA finals in Singapore, you're going across as an ambassador.
Yes, they have several ambassadors promoting the tournament. Chris Evert and myself and Billie Jean King are the three ambassadors, and I will be also playing. They have a Legends event where I think Eva Maioli, Tracy Austin, and Maya Bartoli and myself will be playing in a couple of matches.
Wow, so, those are some names.
Trying to bring the new together with the young and the current, and just trying to bridge the generations gap. It'll be a fun event. I was there getting the lay of the land 3 weeks ago, just before the U.S. Open, and it's an amazing facility they have there, the Sports Hub, and Singapore is a great place to go as a destination city and country, and they've had the fashion, they have amazing food, and now they're having sports as well, so it's a nice place to go and visit.
Martina, I have to also thank you on a personal level as well, because growing up as a confused girl about her sexuality, my first tennis player crush was actually named after you, Martina Hingis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's a good crush. She's pretty cute. But thank you for that. I think playing tennis in Australia is kind of a must-do thing, right? I mean, you guys have it in your DNA. Everybody's got a tennis court in the backyard or access to a tennis court somewhere, and I think everybody plays cricket, rugby, and tennis. It's nice to hear anyway. Thank you.
Just heading back quick shortly again to the movement of gay marriage. As you said, in 2000, you were at a Mardi Gras saying that, you know, in 10 years' time, gay marriage will be legalized. Do you kind of feel like the response that you got to your engagement was outstanding, you know, on Twitter, in public, the comments that you received? For you as such an advocate, I mean, what a journey you've come along personally, and to actually be able to do that and get that sort of reception, that must have been like a very sweet journey for you.
That's exactly right. You know, even though it's still, like I said, not legal in many states in this country, in fact, 29 states in this country, in America, you can get fired just for the thought of being gay, not even being gay. That's beside the point. But the response that we both got, that I got walking through the stadium afterwards, so many congratulations. And on Twitter, it was probably over 1,000, well, good wishes.
Wow.
And two bad ones. Literally, I had two negative responses. So that number is astonishing, because obviously when you state your opinion, you know, half the people disagree, half the people agree. This has been just overwhelming, the support that we got. And that just shows you how far we have come in the gay and lesbian community, and opening people's eyes to who we are as human beings. And I said this in 1993. I spoke at the March in Washington. It was my first big gay and lesbian event that I've ever been to. And I spoke and I said, yeah, I think it's really important for us to come out to our friends and family and put a human face onto this movement, onto this image of what people have, who we are and who we truly are. And I think that's really been the key. You know, we have become the brothers and sisters and neighbors of people, and now it's much more difficult to be prejudiced or to have kind of preconceived ideas, because you're actually, you know, I know a gay woman or I know a gay man, and this is not who they are. This is how they actually are. And of course they should have equal rights. Of course they should be able to get married and divorced. Of course they should be able to have access to everything that we have as straight people. So I always thought that was the key, and I think it's correct. And now we have come such a long way. It was just amazing. The outpouring of support was truly overwhelming.
Wow, very powerful words there, Martina. I've got to say, those two negative comments are probably like, damn, I missed out.
Maybe.
Martina, we've got a game we like to play with all of our guests. It's called Five Questions. It's five random questions that I ask every one of our guests. Do you want to play?
Oh, why not? I love games.
Awesome. Question number one. If you could invite three people to a dinner party, dead or alive, who would it be?
Alexander the Great, Katharine Hepburn, and Bill Clinton.
Alexander the Great? Why him?
Well, I mean, look what he accomplished before he was even 30 years old.
That's
a good astonishing.
Point.
He was very cultured and he was brilliant.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. No one's ever said that before, so that's a very original answer. That's why I was very curious. Question number two, when was the most nervous you've been?
Probably when I proposed to Julia. That was pretty nerve-wracking.
So it's fresh in your memory.
Yeah, the March on Washington, that speech, you know, it was a speech that I wrote. It was 2 minutes long, but it was in front of about 500,000 people. So that was pretty nerve-wracking. I also gave a speech with Václav Havel in Václav Kanáměstí, Venceslav Square in Prague in 1990. To mark the 6-month anniversary of Czechoslovakia becoming a free country, a democracy.
Wow.
And there were about 75,000 people in that square. And I spoke out as a former Czech expatriate, of course, and as a gay woman as well. So that was pretty nerve-wracking.
And the most nervous moment for you was just recently. Wow, even though you've spoken in front of all those people.
Probably, yeah.
Did you have to borrow a sweat towel from the ball boys?
No, I didn't need that.
Question number three, Martina. Do you know any songs from The Lion King?
That's a good question. Yeah, I do, but I can't sing it right now. I mean, the main one. You wouldn't want me to sing anyway. I can't think of one, actually. I never saw it.
You never saw it?
But I saw The Rock, the actual Rock. I flew over The Rock in Kenya, where, you know, The Lion King was conceived, and the actual Rock.
Wow.
But I don't know the song.
Pride Rock. Well, when you and Julia come to Australia, we'll have to take you out for a Lion King screening.
Okay.
And question number five, who would you turn straight for?
Well, I think no need to go any further than that fabulous Aussie Hugh Jackman.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we can actually give you a citizenship for that answer. Thank you very much, Martina, for your time today. It's time to party, the Genie Show.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.